You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
Okay, let's look at another aspect of the effects of wind turbines, and that's noise and infrasound. Low-frequency sound, the kinds of things that keep people awake at night, ruin their health, really, if they live too close to wind turbines. Carmen Crowe has been on the show many times. She's an independent Canadian researcher into these issues. She's a retired pharmacist. She formerly worked in senior levels at Health Canada, and she's a founding member of Society for Wind Vigilance. And she is in New York attending an internoise conference. Carmen, welcome back to Zoomer Radio. Tell us a bit about this conference. What's it trying to do?
This is an amazing conference, Dale. Thank you for having me on the show. It's got almost 1,600 papers devoted to noise in general, and as well, there's a lot of attention being given to industrial wind turbine noise and the problems associated with it.
Are you hearing new information that makes you sit up and take notice?
Well, there's a lot of information that was known in the past, which is being brought forward. And the new information, there's been some amazing presentations by Dr. Alex Salt, which I believe you've interviewed.
Yes, we have.
And Steve Ambrose, I'm a co-author on his presentation on one of his papers. He described what occurred to him and a colleague and showed all the measurements around low frequency and infrasound and how they were affected.
Yeah.
And as well, I've done three papers here, and my focus, along with Steve Ambrose and others, is what happens at the other end when people are exposed to noise exposures from the wind turbines. So we're really focusing on the people side.
Yeah, and you have already presented, right?
Yes, I've done three.
All right.
And we're heading home later tonight. So tremendous networking capability here, networked with people from Germany and from all over the world. And I'm seeing a movement towards the recognition that there is a noise problem here.
A recognition by everybody but the governments in Canada.
I think you have that right. That's our next focus, because of course the science is emerging very strongly. There were people presenting results showing the high incidence of sleep disturbance and many of the things that we've talked about on your show.
No longer can this be dismissed. I mean, we've gone way, way, way past the point where these complaints, these real issues, can be dismissed.
That's right. And one of my focuses was that the modeling expectations is not being met by the reality. In other words, just because you model and determine a value, that doesn't mean that people are safe. And I've been really focusing, along with others, that the emissions from the wind turbine is harming some.
Now, you spoke just before, the way I understand it, David Michaud from Health Canada. He's the principal investigator on this Health Canada study of wind turbines.
Yes, I did. And one thing that struck me, I was surprised that the Health Canada preamble talked about how many turbines we have in Canada and our relationship to how many we, are ranking with wind turbine development. And I felt that just on a personal level, this wasn't really related to a health study.
Sounds like a race.
I like to keep policy separate from health, and this, to me, sounded more policy rather than health.
How many do we have in all of Canada? What's that number?
I don't know.
Well, I thought
I don't know exactly.
Oh, I did. He didn't give a number then.
He may have, but
oh, I see.
He did. I was more focusing that I was surprised at it. I think he did say we were ninth
Ninth. Well, I don't know what that. Ninth largest in the world. I'm not sure what that gets us, but.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
So.
But you're still.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Carmen.
No, it may be somewhere in his slide presentation, which I'm hoping to get, just so that I'm very clear.
Yeah, I just get different numbers thrown our way in terms of how many we have in all of Canada, so it would just be interesting to know what he thinks. But over and above that, you're still concerned, are you not, about the way this Health Canada investigation appears to be rolling out?
Right, I really am, because I have made comments on a number of points, some of the process issues and the study team and the design. I haven't had response back, and as a delegate to this InterNoise conference, I am now considered a peer reviewer for the Health Canada study, and I'll be doing a submission based on peer review comments shortly. So a lot of the issues I've raised already in a public document, to me, are still current and haven't been addressed yet.
Well, what influence and drag does a peer reviewer have?
Well, we hope it has some. That is one of the issues for me, is there's no criteria that I'm aware of or haven't been given what the criteria, how the comments will be treated and what value comments will be assigned. Like, usually you have a hierarchy to have a criteria. In other words, maybe a researcher would be assigned certain criteria, maybe those living with turbines who can report personal experience would have a value as well. So I'm not clear if there is such a criteria. I haven't heard back yet.
Boy, this stuff, every time Health Canada tries to describe this, it sounds more and more bureaucratic, and I'm just hoping that at the end of this process in a couple of years, they're going to come up with some stuff we can believe in.
Well, that's my my focus right now, and I want to comment, this is a huge noise conference. Like, there were people from Germany and all over the place.
This is all noise, though.
Reporting problems.
But this is all noise, right?
Yes, and I want to, myself and others were raising how this was bigger than noise, that there were social, economic impacts and other emissions that were affecting people, like shadow flicker. So I could see as a result of comments and some of the presentations, noise was, yes, a focus, but it was spreading over into some other issues as well that we all know about.
Well, noise can have pretty profound effects on a lot of humans, can it?
Yes. Yes, it's certainly the attention given to noise in general is really something, you know, traffic, air, everything. But I was very taken with how much progress industrial wind turbine noise is starting to take. There were big sessions. The rooms were packed.
And the people, does this mean that more people are getting into the business of studying the health effects? Is that really what's going on? More people are becoming involved?
Well, I was perceiving an interest in the end result, Ambrose and a number of us, we weren't the only ones, saying, here's the consequences of those noise emissions and relying on modeling, on noise modeling and noise measurements. And one presenter said he didn't care what the measurements and the models were, because he didn't care what those values were. He was saying people were suffering ill health, and that's where the focus has to come, and I agree.
Well, it's true, isn't it? All the governments have to do is listen to the people who have suffered as a result of being too close to the wind turbines.
Yes, and I've been making a pitch that they should representation should be on that committee. And the other thing is, I'm going to have a submission out shortly. I think we're at the point of doing a public inquiry so that we can gather at the front end all the situations happening to assist with the study design, because I agree with you. My goal here, personally is to have a good study that's going to help. Now, the other thing is this study is going to take a couple of years, and we just can't leave people at risk of exposure anymore.
Well, we leave all those people swinging in the breeze, if you'll pardon the expression. It means all those people who've called for a moratorium, they're all being ignored as well, because there seems to be absolutely no move towards anything approaching that, certainly not in Ontario anyway.
Yeah, I think we need to really start focusing on resolving the critical issue areas, and then figuring out, I could see a lot of interest in, like some presenters are initiating and launching studies that will come out next year.
Well, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to have another WIND symposium right here in Ontario, as was held down in Eastern Ontario. What was that now, 2 years ago?
Yes, that's right. And I think it's time to have an inquiry as well, where we can collect the data ahead of time, because it's useful to know what the full scope of the issues are so that you can create the design properly. And that's the kind of thing that Australia was successful with, launching an inquiry and getting acknowledgement of the issues.
Well, they do seem to be moving certainly a lot more rapidly and reacting, their state governments as well, to some of these issues.
Right, and we can learn a lot from the people living with it every day.
Yeah.
I would urge those who have experienced problems or are currently, or who are also affected by pending projects, to make comments to the principal investigator, because I think these would be valuable, because right now I don't know that the connection to the people is as close as to some of us that are researching it.
Well, it means that the people themselves are going to have to make efforts to do that, because whether or not Health Canada is going to reach out to mere mortals is a matter of some conjecture, I would think.
Yes. Well, it's been helpful to try, because you never know sometimes.
Yeah.
This was quite a full symposium, what I would call a full bunch of sessions, and I know the principal investigator and some other Health Canada representatives attended many of the ones I attended.
Well, let's hope they were paying close
attention.
They seem
to be on the same track.
Well, that's good. Let's hope they're paying close attention.
Yes.
Carmen Crowe, thank you very much for being with us today, bringing
thank
us up
so
to
much,
date on
Dale.
This.
Bye-bye now.
Bye for now. That's Carmen Crowe, one of Canada's, I think we can say, leading researchers into the health effects of the noise that comes from giant wind turbines.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.